When Fort Sumter was fired upon in April of 1861, it signified the beginning of the U.S. Civil War. Interesting, the first state to send volunteers to fight for the northern states was one that most people would consider far from the conflict. I'll share their story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Which state was the first to send troops to fight in the Civil War? As Bill Convery shares, the answer may surprise you.
In April of 1861, when the Confederates fired on Fort Sumter, Minnesota's Governor Alexander Ramsey happened to be in Washington, D.C., and when word got out about Fort Sumter, he immediately went to the Secretary of War and said, "We will send troops."
In fact, Minnesota was the first state to volunteer soldiers for the conflict that would erupt between North and South. But many ask, why was Minnesota, a state seemingly so far from the battles, so eager to send men to war?
Minnesota was a new state. It had been admitted to the Union in 1858, and I think Minnesotans were really interested in proving that they were Americans and defending their country. You read the journals of soldiers, and they talk about how important it is to serve their country and to defend their country.
In fact, within about 3 weeks' time, the 1st Minnesota Regiment had been formed at Fort Snelling and was ready to head east. They were the senior volunteer regiment in the Army at the time.
These are young men from all kinds of backgrounds. They're lumberjacks and they're steamboat pilots and roustabouts and farmers and clerks and lawyers who all come together to this place, very few of whom have any military experience.
The soldiers from Minnesota were some of the very first volunteers engaged in battle, and they saw fierce action in many of the largest early conflicts of the war.
The 1st Minnesota Volunteers was involved in a lot of the really important early battles of the war, from Bull Run to Bull's Bluff, Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, Antietam.
But perhaps the biggest battle for the 1st Minnesota was yet to come, for it was they who helped turn the tide at the battle that is often regarded as the most important in the conflict. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Fort Snelling, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.